Continuing Orchel Sadiqim Shara Simcha. So we're going through, how many categories is it? 8 categories of bitachon. So the first one is bitachon begufa adam, beinyan gufa adam. Habitachon hasheni meinyan haparnasa. Yeah, bitachon shelo al Hashem baruch hu sheyazmin lo tzracha v'mezono kedei sipuko. A person should not spend 24/7 running after parnasa. He has to work, but he should put bitachon in Hashem that Hashem is going to take care of him. He'll feel a lot better about himself. He'll be at ease when he understands that his parnasa is in Hashem's hands. And he won't run too much after parnasa. So he should have specific times for working, and then the rest of the time should be for learning and mitzvahs and being kona olam haba. Times for learning, times for working. V'chein amru tarber b'yeshiva utamayit b'esek asei divrei Torah ikar v'iskecha tafel. The Medrash says that you should spend a lot of time sitting and learning. More Torah, less business. Make the Torah ikar and business tafel. The inyan zeh hu agadol should be nisayin ha'adam. He says this is the greatest nisayin of man. Shalei atridu also rov tirdu shalolam hazeh v'ishkach acharisa. Person is very busy, and there's a lot of obligations in this world. The person should not get so caught up in his obligations in this world that he forgets that we're in a temporary world, forget what's coming after 120. Lochein yiftach bakel sheyaspikeo tzracha v'sipuko v'ilo shalos pnios lefanos liba lelekim. Should not spend 24/7. Working, he should set aside time for, he should trust in Hashem and have specific times. He has that time for working and times for avodas Hashem. Habitachon hashlishi beinyan ishta ubanav ukrovav va'ohavav. The third bitachon involves his family members. Im abotecha ze nachri v'ger below isha ukrovim v'chaverim. If the person that we're talking about is a, I don't know if Nachri here, I don't think it means a guy, but it's someone without family. Let's say a convert has no family members. Gershon is Gary Kikotin Shinola Dami. He's not married. He's halachically not related to anybody. Perhaps he has no friends. So Yikach Elokim Lekaro V'Luchaver. He should turn Hashem into his friend, into his partner. Dichsiv Zet Dodi V'Zet Re'iv. Yachshav Komi Sheish Lo Krovim Achazam Mua Yashuv Nachri U'Badad Yeshiv. Lo yilaso, lo karo, lo ben, lo chaver. Lo yischaber ma echa mehem. Person, friends can betray a person, and relatives can also get into fights, and can, chas v'shalom pass away, and a person can lose all those people that he has a relationship with, chas v'shalom. So a person should turn Hashem into his karo v'chaver, and as long as you're here, Hashem is here with you. V'yachshav achar kach b'stalkus tirdaso mikrovim hamutalim alav v'yachshav zelatova shemayilo esek binyan ila mazah yatircha merubav lo menucha. I'm not sure what he's saying. He's saying the relatives are driving him crazy? That's what it sounds like. Right?
Many stories of people that did the esek with Hashem half-half, and since then they such tremendous years of the Shema.
Let's take it, hold on. V'yachshav achar kach v'stalkus tirdaso mikrovim hamutalim alav. Meaning he might have relatives that are dependent upon him, and that increases his responsibility, and the work he has to do in olam hazeh. V'yachshav zeh letova. Meaning when those people leave him, whatever leave him means, he should feel that that's good. I'm not sure what he's saying. I don't know if he's saying that God forbid the relatives die and that he should think that that's good, so they don't, just not to support them. I don't know what he's saying. So I think what he's saying, everyone loves family and friends. But if God forbid a person's in a situation where they don't have family and friends, so they should look at that as a positive thing, in that First of all, turn Hashem into your friend and your relative, so to speak. A, and B, there's less distractions because you don't have people distracting you, and you should view that as a positive thing and use it to get closer to Hashem. My wife always points out, if we live in America, every last Thursday in November, we'd have to be at a Thanksgiving dinner. When you're away from all the family members, no Thanksgiving dinner to go to. Okay. Va'al ken ayu ha-prushim ha-miyachadim ha-kel bilvavam. So the prushim who were full of yichud Hashem, borchim ibatem yikuvim el harim. So they would do, what's it called?
Hisbodidus.
They would leave their families and friends, they would go out into the woods, and they would meditate, and they would connect with Hashem, and they would not be bothered by all the people around them. They should turn their hearts only to Hashem. And if the person, so he's saying, if a person has no relatives and has no friends, so you should look at it as a positive thing. I mean, that's his situation. So he can be depressed and be upset, or he can view the positive that he can, you know, spend all his time with Hashem and not be bothered with birthday parties and Thanksgiving dinners and everything else that's involved with having family members. And if the boteach belikim is a person with a large family and a lot of friends, so yivtach belikim shitin lekoch l'shalim l'mashichayim l'lasus chavtzeim, he should daven to Hashem that Hashem should give him the means and the wherewithal to take care of all the various friends and family members that may be counting on him and depending on him for help. And he should use his situation. If he's helping them, it sounds like he's helping them financially, they're dependent on him, sounds like financially, could be other ways as well, and he should use that as a way to inspire them and to influence them to follow in the Derech
Hashem. Hashem will give him the ability to
Do everything,
to be shalom with them.
Hashem will enable him to take care of everything. Yivtach she'libo shalem imohem. V'lo b'shul shu mesar she'vel ravach machma zemehem. But not that he's depending on that one day they're going to pay him back, and one day they're going to take care of him, and one day, and one day, and one day. That's not the... V'lo she'ichem du'avur shu mare'a lehenderach hayashar. And he should be doing it l'shma. Not because he's expecting something in return. Not because he's expecting covet. V'lo listarer lehem, not to show that he's more powerful than they are. They're dependent on him, and he's therefore as a, you know, I'm choshev, you need me. Adiyasek le'kayim mitzvah b'rei baruchu. Levad. He should only do it l'shem shemayim. To do Ratzon Hashem is that to take care of all those that are depending on you and all those that you can take care of, to take care of them, and that should get to your head and that you think that you are God's gift to mankind. V'yachshav shu shlucho shel makom, and he should view himself as a shaliach of Hashem, the lami the krov alavav, to take care of them, teaching them. V'lo yachzik tov l'atzma v'lo yigba libo aleihem, he should not become a bad guy over them, he should not think, wow, I'm such a great guy. No, that's why Hashem gave you whatever He gave you, and put you in a position where you can help others physically and spiritually, and that's your job. And if he becomes dependent on them to take care of him, he should think, he should not think, oh, I owe my life to relative X, Y, and Z. The relative X, Y, and Z that's taking care of you, that's helping you out, is a shaliach from Hashem to take care of you. Obviously, I have a karas hatov to Hashem's shluchim, but the bitachon goes to Hashem. That's Hashem's way of taking care of a person. And if he asks him for something, and they turn him down empty-handed, shouldn't be angry at them. Hashem has many messengers that can take care of him, and this is not the approach. It'll go somewhere else. This is in Yana Diyayma. What?
He mentioned this one already, no? This is the second time he mentioned this point. That he asked someone something in me.
I remember that, and he should view, I think maybe it was by Kass, everything coming from Hashem. So even if a person doesn't help a person, he didn't help me out, I asked my friend for something, he didn't help me out, I shouldn't be angry at him, it's coming from Hashem, and that will remove Kass, because there's no one to blame. This is, God doesn't want him to be the one to help me, okay? So someone else will have to have, Hashem will hopefully send someone else to help me, but regardless, it's coming from Hashem. So I'm not going to be angry at my friend for doing harm to me if I understand that it's coming from Hashem.
Am I just in the idea, right?
Well, it's the end of the Yom, because tomorrow night at this time, we're supposed to collect 200,000 shekel to build a shul, and you can ask people for money, and they're going to say no! And don't take it personally. That's not where Hashem wants the money to build a shul to come from. Okay. Habitachon harevi'i b'inyan chiyuv halev. The fourth bitachon is the obligation of the heart. She'adam yachin libo b'taynis of tefillah v'sharim mitzvos kulon v'nimna min averus. That he should put his heart towards tainus, which is not so common and popular nowadays, and tefillah and other mitzvahs, and stay away from averus. V'tzarshiyachol mitzvahs. A person has to go with all his strength to be mekayim mitzvahs. V'yispala b'leiv ne'eman v'machshav nikiya b'kavana l'shmo agadu. Should daven with a lot of kavana, which I think was difficult in every generation, and probably more so in our generation. We have to depend on Hashem, and to beg Hashem to help us. Help us physically, help us spiritually. Hashem should put us on the right path. Keep us away from all the stumbling blocks that exist, especially in our door. David asking Hashem, help him out. Help him with the amuna, help him in the right derech, teach him the cause of raya shabocher b'maisa ha'avoda. And that's a raya that I guess that a person who's davening to Hashem to be helped in avodas Hashem, that's a sign that you're on the right path, that you want to be in avodas Hashem. That's what I think he's saying. We should daven for two things. He should daven that he should have strength to serve Hashem, and Hashem should keep away the distractions far away from him. Hashem should give him the physical strength to be mischazik and ma'isim tovim. V'zeh ma'ashe'ama she'atzicheo b'gufo u'v'yichud libo l'elokim. He should have the physical and mental and emotional spiritual strength to serve Hashem properly.